Hello, this is Pastor Andy Roberts from Lake Highlands United Methodist Church, and we are so glad that you are listening to our sermon podcast today. You can find out more about Lake Highlands United Methodist Church by visiting our website, lhumc.com. If the message today blesses you, we ask you to consider supporting our church through a financial gift. We hope that today's message will help you become a more devoted follower of Jesus Christ who loves God and loves people.
So if you brought a Bible with you, I invite you to open them up to John chapter 11, beginning at verse 17. And if you're able, would you stand with me for the reading of God's word? And when Jesus arrived, he found that Lazarus had already been dead in the tomb for 4 days. Now Bethany was near Jerusalem and some 2 miles away, and many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to console them about their brother. And when Martha had heard that Jesus was coming, she went and met him, while Mary stayed at home. And Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that God will give you whatever you ask of him." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." And Martha said to him, "I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day." And Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" She said to him, "Yes, Lord. I believe that you are him. You are the Messiah, the Son of God, the one coming into the world." And when she said this, she went back and called her sister Mary and told her privately, "The teacher is here and is calling for you." And when she heard it, she got up quickly and went to him. Now Jesus had not yet come to the village, but was still at the place where Martha had met him. And the Jews who were with her in the house, consoling her, saw Mary get up quickly and go out. They followed her because they thought she was going to the tomb to weep there. But when Mary came where Jesus was and saw him, she knelt at his feet and said to him, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." And when Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who came with her also weeping, he was greatly distressed in spirit and deeply moved. And he said, "Where have you laid him?" And they said to him, "Lord, come and see." And Jesus began to weep. And so the Jews said, "See how he loved him." But some of them said, could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man have kept this man from dying?" This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. You may be seated. So we're in week two of our sermon series where we're talking about loving people. So at the very beginning of the year, we did a sermon series on following Jesus. And then we did a sermon series during our season of Lent called Loving God. And now through the season of Easter, we're starting this series on loving people. Now, how many of you know that loving people is hard? How many of you know this? Loving people is really hard. I have to confess to you that when I was a young Christian, when I was a brand new Christian, when I became a follower of Christ, when I was in college, I really liked the me and God thing. Like, I loved the vertical relationship that I had with God. Like, I loved reading the Bible. I loved praying. I loved going to worship and experiencing the grace of God. Those were all things that were powerful to me. But I got so into my relationship with God that I sometimes neglected my relationships with people. In fact, I became a little bit of a modern day Pharisee. I love keeping the rules. If you asked me this, I wouldn't have said this, but kind of secretly in my head, I kind of thought I was better than people. And so I became a little bit condescending, a little bit holier than thou, and I kind of neglected my relationships with people. I became not a very pleasant person. Hopefully, I've grown a little bit over the years. Hopefully, I'm a little more pleasant to be around, but I was missing the point, because a lot of times we want to put our relationship with God before everything else, but we do that by ignoring people, or by pushing away people, or not being in healthy relationships with people. And here's the deal I want to tell y'all today. We don't get the option of doing that. We can't just say we love God and treat people terribly. It's not an option for us as followers of Christ. This is the way Jesus said this. Someone approached him once in Matthew chapter 22 and said, "Teacher, which commandment in the law is the greatest?" And he said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the greatest and first commandment, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." So notice how Jesus is saying, it's two sides of the same coin. Love God, you'll also have to love people. So I know loving people is hard. I know loving people is challenging. I know loving people is not what we are always very good at. I know that people can be annoying. I know that people can seem unlovable. And yet, Jesus says we can't ignore loving people. If we love God, we also have to be those who love people. Now, the Apostle Paul, who was an early missionary in the church, said that the way that we love people is by being intentional. He says we have to be as intentional as we were when we put our clothes on in the morning, right? And you guys all look amazing today, by the way. Great outfits, great choices. You guys all match. You guys look fantastic. Great job getting dressed this morning. How many of you are the kind of person that pick out your clothes the night before? How many of you just go in the closet and you go, "That looks fine. I'll just wear that," right? That's probably more like me. But here's the thing, even that if we're to become the kind of people that love people, we have to be intentional as you were when you got dressed this morning. This is why we have this mannequin up here. It says clothe, because this is what Paul said about the way that we're to dress inwardly. Listen to what he says in Colossians 3. He says, "As God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, clothe yourselves with compassion and kindness and humility and meekness and patience. Bear with one another, and if anyone has a complaint against another, forgive each other just as the Lord has forgiven you. So you must also forgive. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony." So Paul says we got to be intentional. Just as you were as intentional as putting on the shirt that you're wearing today, or the dress, or the pants, or the shoes, when you wake up in the morning, we have to say, "I'm choosing compassion today." And so today we're talking about patience, kindness, and gentleness. Patience, kindness, and gentleness. And not surprising, Jesus is the one who teaches us about patience and kindness and gentleness. So in the story that we just read, and by the way, I've never read the story of Lazarus from the angle that I'm bringing it to you this morning. It was something that I saw in a new way as I was preparing this message. But in the story of Lazarus, there's a man named Lazarus who was good friends with Jesus. The way that John depicts who Lazarus is, that he's a friend of Jesus. And Jesus is also friends with Lazarus's sisters named Mary and Martha. Jesus hears that Lazarus is sick. And then eventually, Lazarus dies. Now, here's the thing that Martha and Mary know about Jesus. They know that Jesus is powerful. They know that Jesus is loving. And so they're a little confused as to why Jesus didn't go heal their brother. And so they come to him in disappointment. And who has not felt this way before? Listen to what we read in John chapter 11, verses 21, as well as verse 32. "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." In other words, Jesus, you could have done something about this, and you didn't do anything about it. And so they're confused, they're perplexed, they're wondering, why didn't Jesus heal Lazarus? He loved him. Because they didn't know that Jesus had a different plan in mind. They didn't understand. They didn't realize that Jesus, and sorry to spoil the rest of the story for you, they didn't realize that Jesus was going to raise Lazarus from the dead. They didn't realize that Jesus was the resurrection and the life. They didn't realize that Jesus had a greater plan in mind. But here's what's interesting about the story to me, something new that I saw this week. Jesus didn't scold Mary and Martha. He didn't belittle them. He wasn't condescending towards them, but he acted towards them with patience, kindness, and gentleness. Let me show you how he did that. So what are patience? What are kindness? What are gentleness? Well, Andy Stanley defines these words in a few ways. First of all, he says this about patience, that patience is moving at the speed of others. Patience is deciding to operate at the speed of other people. And isn't that true? Like, sometimes when we are impatient, it's because we're moving so fast and the other people in our lives are not as moving as fast as we are, right? We're moving our lives at breakneck speeds. We're going from one event to the next event, doing as much as we can possibly cram into our days. And what happens to our patience? We're moving ahead and we say, we're not going to wait on those who are behind us. We're going to go faster. Here's the thing I want you to see. Patience requires us to slow down and to wait on those who are coming behind us. Moving at the speed of others. Our busyness, and listen, I get it. I know what it's like to be busy. But busyness is not helping us love people the way they need to be loved. Which is why this is one of the key attributes of love. Love is patient. Love is willing to move at the speed of others. And so notice how Jesus does this in this story. In this particular story, he didn't reveal to Mary and Martha who he was all at once. He was patient. What is gentleness? Gentleness is responding to others in light of their strength and weaknesses rather than our strength. Gentleness is responding to others in their strength and their weaknesses rather than our own strength. Gentleness is stepping down to where people are in their weaknesses and ministering to them. Sometimes we think, well, there's no way we can get ahead in our world if we're gentle. We have to be forceful. We have to be driven. That's not what Jesus was about. Jesus slowed down with patience, and he acted in gentleness towards others. No, Jesus knew that he was going to raise Lazarus from the dead, and yet he didn't say, Mary, Martha, stop crying. But notice what he did. He wept with them. And by the way, as a side note, if you're here today and you're sad or you're grieving or your heart is heavy, I want you to know that Jesus weeps with you and me also. And finally, Jesus is kind. What is kindness? Kindness is loaning your strength to someone else. They can't provide for themselves, and so you do it for them. That's what kindness is. Kindness is loaning your strength to someone that can't pay you back. We live in a world where love is kind of like a bartering system. I'll love you if you love me back. Jesus teaches us a whole new way to love, a love that expects nothing in return, which is an act of kindness. Notice how Jesus did this in this story. Now we know that Jesus was going to be raised from the dead, and he was raised from the dead for a couple of reasons. Number one, he wanted to show everyone that he was the Son of God. He wanted to show everyone that he was the resurrection and the life. But don't miss this. Jesus also raised Lazarus from the dead as an act of kindness to Mary and Martha. They couldn't have done that on their own, and Jesus did it for them. Jesus said the world will know that we are his followers because we have fish on the back of our cars, right? Jesus says the world will know that we are followers because of whoever we vote for in the election, right? No, Jesus says the world will know that we are his followers by our love for one another. And the ways that love is demonstrated, listen, love is demonstrated in patience, slowing down enough to care for others. It's demonstrated in gentleness, in loaning our strength to those who are weak. It comes from kindness, from giving something to someone that cannot give us something in return. So my wife Gretel wrote a study. It's a pretty awesome study. I'm a little biased, but that our church is going through right now. She's our director of discipleship, and she wrote this study, and she gave a couple of examples of a couple of ways that we can practice. I'm going to give you some take-home points today. A couple of ways that we can practice kindness and gentleness and patience. So two words. First is empathetic curiosity. Empathetic. How many of you have seen Ted Lasso? Anybody seen the movie, or not the show, but the show, Ted Lasso? He says, be curious, not judgmental. How easy is it for us to assume we know what someone else is thinking, and we're quick to judge instead of being curious? Curiosity means that we bring a blank slate into the conversation, that we just want to be curious. The second key word is listen. 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 Here's what I want to tell you guys. Talking is easier than listening. Anybody know this? Someone nudge someone next to you and say, you're really good at talking. Don't really do this, but you're really good at talking. You're not so great at listening, right? Listening requires that we make space for someone else. Listening is the way that people experience love. And I know what it's like, right? When you're talking to someone, again, don't nudge your partner here, but I know what it's like when you're having a conversation and someone's glued on their phone, right? Are they really listening? I can hear you, but I'm not really listening to you. Listening creates the space for someone to experience love. So we have a group of folks in our church that minister in prisons through a ministry called Kairos. And they go down several times a year and they put on these weekends that share the love of Christ with our brothers in white in prisons all around the state of Texas. And one of the mottos that are when the teams go into these prisons, one of the mottos that they have is a very simple phrase: listen, listen, love, love. Can you imagine? If there was one place in the world where you think you could be judgmental, it's a prison. Because you know that there are people that you're talking to that it would be easy to be judgmental. And yet the thing that these amazing servants do is they go into that space and they listen, listen, and they love, love. Because listening creates the space where someone can know that they are truly loved. So, here's the deal. This week, at some point, you're going to have somebody who's going to be talking to you. It's going to happen. I'm sorry. I know people are a little annoying. Sometimes you're like, I haven't had enough coffee yet. Don't talk to me yet. I know that feeling. Believe me. But sometimes people are going to be talking to you this week. Here's the question. Are you going to listen? And someone's going to be in front of you this week. Someone's going to be in front of you, and you may not like that person. You may disagree with that person. You might want to judge that person who's in front of you. But here's the question. Can you be curious? Can you just say, tell me more? Tell me more. I don't know that I agree with you, but tell me more. I want to learn. I want to be curious. And so tomorrow morning when you get up, you may be the kind of person that already picked out your clothes. And they're probably going to look really nice. I bet you're going to look great tomorrow. But here's the question. Are you clothing yourselves with compassion? Are you slowing down to walk with people with patience? Are you willing to loan your strength to someone else in gentleness? Are you willing to take the time to give to someone else as an act of kindness, expecting nothing in return? What are you going to dress up like on Monday morning? What are you going to be wearing tomorrow? Jesus says we can't just say we love God and not love people. It's two sides of the same coin. Jesus says, love God, love people. Let's pray. Lord, help us to love the the way that you have loved us, the way that you have cared about us, to know your grace, to know your love, to know your kindness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.